Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James chapter 1, verse 22. In our study of the New Testament, we now come to the highly practical book of James. James is all about putting the word into practice in everyday life. And thus, as he discusses being doers of the word, he has in mind Christians living out the scripture in every venue of their life. James mentions at least five ways in which we can do that. In chapter 1, we become doers of the word when we do God's will in the midst of and in the face of trials. James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of our faith produces patience." And so in the midst of trials and tribulations, we've still got to stay true to the word. Chapter 2, James identifies that to be doers of the word, we must have an active faith. A faith that really pleases God is not a dead faith, but it is a working and active faith. James says, you say you've got faith, you've got works. He says, okay, here's the problem. Show me your faith without your works. Now think about that for a moment. Can you show your faith without doing something? Absolutely not. And thus, faith is active. James chapter 3, doing the word means that we control the tongue. The tame is an tongue is an unruly evil. James says, no man can tame it but God. God can tame the tongue. And so we must understand part of living the Christian life means we tame the tongue. James 4, part of putting our faith into action means that we avoid worldliness. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know friendship with the world is enmity with God, and so we must stay away from the world. And finally, part of putting our faith into practice is utilizing the power of prayer. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man overcomes much. Have we really put our faith into action? Have we really in everyday life, not when it comes inside the building of the church, but in everyday life, are we good at putting our faith into practice? May God give us the courage and the fortitude of faith to stand up and live for Jesus, not just when it's easy, not just when it's comfortable, but each and every day, may we give our lives all to the cause of Christ.
Be the glory and to God.